T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And welcome back. It's hour 2 on tap of Upstate Outdoors on 106.3 WORD with your favorites. So far, your favorites. Philip Gentry, Tommy Springer. I don't know. I don't like to pick favorites. But we got for the second hour after the Roadkill Cafe.
Happening on the By God Radio
which
on
is
Saturday,
still,
baby.
Which is still a secret. But coming up this hour, we're going to have a great interview with Gene Gilliland. Gene is the Conservation Director for Bass Angler Sportsman Society. And he's going to talk about an advocacy program, a website, basically, where you got bass anglers that are supporting some legislative activity for saltwater anglers.
I like the way they're going with that.
And, a lot of folks cross over.
Right.
Fish saltwater, and a lot of folks are concerned there are some issues in saltwater that also will pertain to freshwater sooner or later.
Yeah, it make no sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, I mean, really?
So if you really look forward to talking to Gene and talking about that, the bassforsalt.com is the website if you want to follow along at home. And then we're going to bring some great Father's Day gift ideas. You know, Father's Day
tomorrow
is tomorrow. Wow, I always forget. Sunday tomorrow, and so we'll have the list on here. They got this off of outdoorhub.com. It's kind of extensive. I don't know that we'll get into all of
right.
it.
Right, and we may even throw some out there of our own.
Yeah,
okay.
So there's a few of them in there, and then we'll wrap up the show with the calendar of events. Springer's been searching the World Wide Web and got some of those for us.
Came up successful. So far, so good.
And then we'll end with our parting shot about
a Spider-Man raccoon.
A Spider-Man raccoon. Hey, rabbit, what are you doing climbing the wall? So
that's what they do.
But first...
Hey, what's going on? It's Springer. I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm ready to kill some fish, okay? Particularly saltwater fish. So that's what I'm going to be doing coming up here real soon. And we've discussed this. We've had her on the show. She's been in Florida Sportsman Magazine. Springer has done several different versions of her famous mackerel salad, okay?
I didn't know Dar Sizzle cooked.
No, Dar Sizzle ain't got Dooley Squad on Miss Pat,
okay? Oh, okay?
Dar Sizzle would be a scab on Miss Pat's behind, okay? That's all I got to say about that.
Okay.
And thumbs up there, Miss Pat. So I'm going to give you the original Miss Pat's mac salad. Now, this will work with both Spanish or king mackerel. Philip will not touch a king mackerel. He'll use it for bait. But, you know, a lot of Spanish mackerel are being caught on the East Coast right now. I've been watching Captain E catch them. I've been watching Mike Eddy catch them. I've been watching all these guys down there on the East Coast that are charter boat fishermen, and they've been wearing them out, Philip Gentry, wearing them out. So here we go. You need about 4 to 5 pounds of filleted king or Spanish. No bones, no skin, no bloodlines, okay? You're going to put them in a large pot. And put them on boil with 1 cup of liquid crab oil. Now, let me tell you something about that liquid crab oil. That's going to give it some kick. It's going to be spicy. So if you're not liking spicy, you may not like this. If you like spicy, you will love this, all right? You're going to bring it up to a boil, let the fish boil about 20 minutes, and then you're going to shut off the heat and let the water, you know, cool down and just let it all sit there. While the fish is boiling up, you're going to take an onion, a Valdea preferably, a bell pepper, 6 to 8 stalks of celery, 2 bunches of green onions, to include the green part about halfway up and throw in a large bowl, okay? So you're going to chop all that up. Make dressing. You're going to make a little dressing with a large bottle of ranch dressing, a bottle of Golden Valdea onion dressing, half a cup of spicy mustard, 2 tablespoons of horseradish, 2 tablespoons of chopped jalapeno peppers, and you could add more if you want to, all right? Because Miss Pat, as she's always said, she's a dump cook. So these measurements are in the ballpark. She just kind of does it all and kind of gives a pretty good she's pretty good on how much she's putting in there. So there you have it. So when the fish is done, put in a large flat pan, and then you're going to have to, this is the hard part, you're going to have to mush it all up with a big fork, okay? And then pour 1 to 2 cups of water so you can keep it kind of moist, and you're mushing it, all right? Sprinkle with 2 tablespoons of Mrs. Dash Original and about the same amount of Tony C's seasoning, pepper and salt to taste, all right? Now you're going to start mixing all this fish into a bowl with the veggies. Pour on the dressing and mix. You may have some dressing left over. That's okay. Save it in the fridge for the next time in a tight container. And I hope yours turns out as good as Miss Pat's, because this is a lot of work. As you know, it took me a lot longer to read this recipe than I ever read one. But this is really good stuff. And this makes a very large bowl. I mean, this is a bowl that is like probably like 2-3 gallons of fish and all the fixings. Use up 3 or 4 boxes of Ritz crackers, your whatever, saltines, Captain's wafers, it doesn't matter. Works great for summertime, works great for fishermen, and it's a different way to do mackerel, and that's all I got to say about that. Miss Pat's Original Mac Salad.
Speaking of Spanish mackerel.
Yes.
That's, like you said, I've seen a lot of folks that are... Those fish have moved in, and when you fish for those, you live bait for them?
I live bait if I can get small baits available. Yeah. If I can't, Philip Gentry, I'll take a large bait, and I call it a cut down.
Yeah.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll take that large herring, LY, thread fin, whatever, and I'll cut it down about from the dorsal to the tail,
yeah,
and I hook my number 4 treble hook in it, okay, 4 strong. And I'm making that fish look like a live bait, and it pretty much resembles a live bait, but it's a smaller version of it, okay? And they'll usually jump on it. Other than that, I'll use a white bucktail jig and put a little bit of strip of bait on it as well.
Yeah.
Trying to get the right bait.
Casting that?
Yes, casting it, working it, sort of like a fluke.
Yeah.
It's basically fluke fishing, okay? And in that clear water, you can see them. You can see them on the bottom. You work them up. And you see how they're reacting to your bait. And that's the cool thing about fishing. For those particular fish, you get to watch a lot of it right there with your good Costa del Mar zone.
Yep.
And I love it.
Awesome. Sounds like fun. Well, we're going to get our break now. And then when we come back, we're going to have our interview with BASS Conservation Director Gene Gilliland.
Right here on Upstate Outdoors. 106.3 WORD, where we care about the fresh water, the salt water, and everything outdoors. God bless and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Upstate Outdoors is on your radio, and if you'll recall from about 3 months ago, when the circus came to town.
Yes.
When the
Always a fun thing.
When the Bassmaster...
Our kind of circus,
yeah,
baby.
That's right. The Bassmaster Classic was in town, and for those of you who follow our Facebook page, actually one of our more popular Facebook segments,
yes,
was when I wandered backstage and dodged a bunch of security and managed to run into Gene Gilliland and say, hey, Gene, give us a rundown on what happens here under the stage.
Right.
And so we've got Gene on the phone with us. Gene, welcome back to Upstate Outdoors.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate the Yeah, it's nice to when we get to bring the circus to town. I enjoy that.
We love it, man. We just get jacked up, Gene.
Oh, man, I tell you, it was I'll tell you this, Gene, the folks here at Intercom, we took a lot of credit for breaking records.
We broke records,
for the
Gene.
Bass attendance. So,
Two old rednecks that love to fish, okay?
Yeah, we don't mind tooting our own horn. But now we got a lot of folks in our listening area who love bass fishing and just love fishing in general.
Good, good. That's always we like to hear that. That's Bass's member base is always very strong in the southeastern part of the U.S. and certainly your neck of the woods is a big part of that.
And what goes hand in hand with that too is we got a lot of folks who enjoy bass fishing, but we also have a lot of folks who, in addition to bass fishing, love saltwater fishing, and I thought it was really interesting that you folks have kind of come up with a conservation group or advocacy program for some saltwater conservation. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, a couple of years ago, there's been a lot of stuff going on in the saltwater fishery management world. A lot of things going wrong, I guess, would be the best way to put it. The federal government does a lot of the management of marine fisheries, and out beyond the coastal waters that the states manage, and it's been managed for commercial fishing for decades.
Amen.
And the recreational fishing has sort of been given a back seat or no seat at all in a lot of cases. And so there's a movement then to try to change that. And a lot of folks in the fishing tackle and the boating industry have gotten together and said, there's a lot of crossover. Just like you said, we figure among BASS members that probably 25%, roughly, of our membership fishes freshwater and saltwater. And, that's 25% of 500,000 people. And so, one of the things that, the way this world works anyway, is you got to get Congress to do things. And what they respond to are people, voters, calling and emailing and contacting them and saying, hey, this is important to me. So when this new legislation started coming around in Congress, a bunch of people got together and, with the help of Bass and some of our partners like Yamaha and some of the other tackle companies said, we need to make a push to try to get some of those crossover anglers to start expressing their opinions to their elected representatives to get this federal fishery management stuff straightened out. And that was kind of where Bass for Salt, or the Bass Anglers for Saltwater Conservation, came about, with the idea of let's mobilize some of these bass fishermen and get them to write their congressman and try to get this thing pushed through. And that's kind of where we are now.
And I think it's more than 25%, Gene. I really believe the bass guys, the bass members, I would say it's more like 40, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have a real good feel for that. Obviously, there's probably not as many bass members in Illinois that fish saltwater as
True.
There are in South Carolina or Louisiana or, places like that. But it's still a pretty good number of people. And the thing that we've been trying to kind of push the idea to is that some of the problems coming along in saltwater are not far behind hitting us in freshwater as well.
And speaking of that, one of those is the year-round ethanol E15 sales, because there's a lot of lobbyists behind that movement wanting to, make that available and push that. And like you said, that's going to affect both saltwater and freshwater anglers.
Exactly. And, a big part of the reason we wanted to get this whole bass for salt thing going was to get people used to the idea that, to make things work, you're going to have to get political.
Bingo.
I don't care if it's freshwater or saltwater or anywhere like that. That's what makes this country work anymore. Well, most of the time, right now it seems a little dysfunctional, but you get the idea. We've got to get people motivated to do something and not just talk about it and sit on the sidelines. And you know, if we can get people fired up over the Modern Fish Act or the ethanol issue, then as other threats come down the line, those people are more likely to be able to write their congressman and get out there in front of these things and help us out when we need, you know, when there's a call to action of some sort to get them motivated to do something.
And we're talking to Gene Gilliland, the conservation director for BASS. And Gene, tell us a little bit. The Modern Fish Act is pretty crucial for what we're talking about here with saltwater conservation. Give us a little bit about that.
Okay. This all goes back to a law called the Magnuson-Stevens Act that was passed years ago that regulates saltwater marine fisheries management and how the feds do their jobs. And it's primarily the National Oceanographic and NOAA, N-O-A-A. Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration.
Morons.
The NOAA oversees the National Marine Fisheries Service. Well, all of that stuff is under the Department of Commerce. So you know where it's going, where it's been, where its history is. It's all about commercial fishing.
Yeah.
Well, we got a lot of data now that shows that in a lot of the fisheries, the marine fisheries, that the recreational portion of that fishery is actually worth more money to the economy of this country than the commercial fishing is. And yet, for decades, it's been regulated and managed for the benefit of commercial interests, and recreational fishing has just been given very little attention.
Well said.
And we're seeing a lot of that with the red snapper season in the South Atlantic, and also the exemptions for the longliners too. Where, just like you said, where the commercial anglers, it seems like they're getting a pass, and the recreational anglers are the ones who are limited.
Right. Right, you know, the quota systems, the things they've got in place that allow the commercial fishermen to take tons and tons of fish, and yet the recreational fishing season may be a matter of just a few days long, is just screwed up. And this Modern Fish Act is aimed at balancing that out better. We certainly don't want to put people out of business that are in the commercial industry. And as far as, you know, providing food for the country and all that sort of thing, but the recreational interests have to be given their fair share, and so that's a big part of what we're trying to do is get that passed, so that it instructs the federal fisheries managers to take recreational fishing into account whenever they put together these quotas and formulas and in the management process that they use to manage, whether it's snapper or groundfish or stripers or anything that lives out there beyond the state boundaries, you know, that whatever it is, 9-mile limit that the federal waters entail. And
right. Then, right. Well, you know, Gene, if our folks want to get more information, we got to go to a break. I'm sorry to cut you off, but if folks want to get more information about Bass Anglers for Saltwater Conservation, where can they go to get more information and also follow up with you?
Well, there's a couple of places. Since this is sort of a something coming in with from BASS. There is a, you know, you can go to our website and get there. But the bassforsalt.com, that's what it's called. Just BASSFORSALT, bassforsalt.com is the website that will take you to the pages that explain all of these issues. And the cool thing about this website is it's got a way you can automatically send your elected representatives emails about the issues and tell people how you feel.
Awesome. Gene Gilliland, Conservation Director for BASS. Gene, thanks for being on the show.
Keep up the good work.
And we will we support you 100%, buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Take care. All right. Well, some great stuff. And Springer, you've been preaching on that red
this
snapper.
Guy gets it, okay? This guy gets it.
Well, we're going to go to our break now. When we come back, we'll be talking about some Father's Day gift ideas that you can use.
Right here on Upstate Outdoors, 106.3 WORD. Stay tuned to stay.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tomorrow is Father's Day.
Absolutely.
So happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there.
Love you, Dad.
And if you're an outdoorsman, or if you're shopping for an outdoorsman, listen to the show today. We're going to give you some tips. Got this off of the outdoorhub.com. And I'm going to tell you right up front, Springer and I have previewed some
list.
Of these, and some of them, we'll tell you what they are, and we may pass on. And so topping the list off is the Anova Precision Cooker. I don't understand where you have a cooker. Well, let me give you the highlights of what this is.
Right.
It's a
oh, my goodness.
It's a cooking technique. Let's see. Sous vide.
See? It's
for
already
a long
messed
time,
up.
Sous vide was a cooking technique reserved only for the pros. High-end restaurants have been using the method for years to ensure food is cooked to the exact level of doneness requested. And with the Anova Precision Cooker, you can finally bring that level of cooking into your own kitchen. Anything that you got to hook up to your phone?
No.
Because it's Bluetooth and whatever. Nah, it's got too many gadgets on it for me. So.
If you're that bad of a cook,
yeah,
to think that you might could take this and make a decent meal with you,
yeah,
you are absolutely fooling yourself.
Yeah, so
that's all I got to say.
I don't know. Keep it simple. I had my last innovation into the cooking world was with that daggum air fryer, which
there you go.
I still ain't found a receipt for. I'm gonna take that back.
Masterbuilt smoker.
Yeah.
Big green egg.
Keep it simple, man. Go in there and get him a cast iron skillet.
If my kids gave me a big green egg,
yeah,
I might have a by God heart attack.
Yeah.
Okay.
They probably would. Number two is the Decibels earbuds.
I got something in my ear right now.
No matter what, decibels, Bluetooth, wireless, headphone. I don't understand what that's got to do with the outdoors. So
Me either.
I'm going to skip over that. The next two that they got kind of go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
That is the any product by Thermacell, man.
Bingo.
Me and Springer are both big Thermacell because I
don't
like mosquitoes.
And you turned me on to it. Yep. You gave me my first Thermacell, yep, brother, and yep, I appreciate it.
Mosquitoes gone at the push of the button. That's what you get with the Thermacell Radius. It's Thermacell Zone Mosquito Repellent is rechargeable, scent-free, compact, silent, and operates with a single refill component. Now, for those of you, let's see, the pocket-sized device creates 110-square-foot mosquito-protective zone, perfect for around the fire campsite.
And that's pretty good if you're staying still. If you're moving around, that area gets smaller.
And then the next one is the Thermacell Backpacker. Basically, what they've done is figured out how to make this thing bigger. It says, if Dad is constantly on the move from one outdoor adventure to the next, this handy little device will be a game changer. The Thermacell Backpacker Mosquito Pellet uses the same camping gas canisters, and it's to create mosquito-free zone. Lightweight,
correct,
only 4 ounces. The Backpacker Repeller creates a 15-foot zone of protection, making it ideal for fishing, gardening, hunting, and around the backyard and so much more. Of course, I still like my little one
right
I keep in my pack. Let's see, the Scent Lock OZ family.
I don't know, cuz
I tried Scent Lock years ago. It's too much. You know, when I'm really worried about scent lock is early bow season.
Right.
And I ain't wearing all them daggum clothes.
And they're a little pricey, just from my perspective, okay? Just saying.
Well, so if you're talking about trying to stay cool, the legendary Matrix swim trunks.
That's what I'm talking about.
Springer said he likes those. If Dad spends a lot of time on the water, he'll love the magic in these legendary Matrix swim trunks. They look like an average pair of swim shorts, except they're not cut off.
Correct, like Springer's.
But you have to know a swimsuit made by Legendary Whitetails is everything but ordinary, made from a unique fabric that's printed with an exclusive hydrophobic process. These swim trunks can turn camouflage when wet right before your eyes. So basically, you get wet and they turn camouflage?
Correct. How cool is that, dude?
Okay.
I'll be going off.
So here's what you do if you got pants like this. If you got pants like this and you're hunting, right, and you're like, oh, man, a deer sees me, you just pee in your pants.
Just pee on them.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, what better way? Go back to that scent-free.
I love the way you think, Philip Gentry.
The Alps. The next on the list is the Alps Outdoor Z Pursuit Hunting Backpack. Oh, they got the MSRP on here.
Yes.
Should I go back and tell you what all these things cost?
No.
Okay, well, the hunting backpack, I just saw this.
Yeah.
It costs $90. A backpack that is specifically made for hunting makes a great gift for any outdoorsman. This newer 44-liter option has some great features. Liter? You going to fill it up with water?
Hey, beer.
Yeah, in a storage compartment so a hunter can keep all his gear organized. Yeah, that's still a little pricey. I can get a book bag for that.
Yeah, I was thinking the same.
I can get two book bags for that. Next on the list is the Lacrosse Men's Silencer Real Tree Extra 400G Hunting Boots. So you got a pair of hunting boots for $100 from Lacrosse. That's about right.
And these are thinner boots, okay?
Are they thinner?
Yes.
If your hunter already has their packs set up in place, and trust us, we know how attached hunters can get to their packs, then turn your attention to another area of great importance, the feet. Good hunting boots are one of the most important pieces of gear, good-looking, long-lasting, made by Lacrosse.
And here's what I'll tell you about these boots, okay? They're great for warmer weather, great for keeping your feet dry. But when we start getting serious cold weather, it may not be boot you want.
Well, I'm actually going to skip over this Hunter Safety System Muff Pack Hand Warmer.
Okay.
I don't want nothing where, just ain't going to happen.
Here's
one I could get behind.
Right.
Or actually on top of. And get inside and climb a tree with it. It's the Summit Tree Stands Viper SD Climbing Tree Stand. MSRP is $260. That's about right.
Right.
How about a new tree stand? The gift will really impress your hunter. Give them a competitive edge against game. The Viper, super light, just 20 pounds, and can support the weight of even more burly hunters. It's strong and allows you to hunt seated or standing up, giving you great flexibility in the wild.
If you want to use a tree climber, that is a really, really good one.
I don't know. Let's see. I've got the Summit Viper. I don't know what the SD stands for. Is that a heavier guy?
I'm not sure. Some of them are rated up to like 300 pounds, and then you got the ones that rated up to like 350, 375.
Yeah.
Okay. Because let me tell you something, folks. If you weigh 350, 375 pounds,
you better find a big tree.
You better not try to use a tree climber. Unless you're pretty agile, mobile, and when you fall down, you're going to be hostile. Okay? I'm just saying, it's hard. Tree climbing ain't for just anybody.
I'm still climbing.
I know, me
after
too.
Still climbing after all these years.
And we're 50, Philip Gentry.
We're 50.
Yeah.
Let's see. One thing I'd say it's not in here is make sure you wear your climbing gear. If you're going any tree stand.
Safety harness.
You need your safety harness on that.
Absolutely.
And I got my own.
And you know, most of those tree stands now come with an okay safety harness.
Yeah, okay. I like
it's
the straps.
It's not the great ones, but it's an okay safety
harness. I'll use the straps that come with them.
Right.
They're the textile,
right,
the sewn, like seatbelt on a little bit not so thick.
Right.
I'll use those, but I'm using my own harness.
That's important.
I don't like that webbing harness.
Make sure you
last thing on the list, they've got a Leader Accessories PVC waterproof dry bag. MSRP's $10. Yeah, that's not bad if you're canoeing, kayaking, whatever. It's a pretty reliable dry bag. Protect your water-sensitive gear from the elements. It's got one of them roll tops, and then it, yeah, it clicks on.
So. And it'll float, too. Yeah. Big time.
So, there you go. So
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, happy Father's Day to everybody. And I don't know, what would be your ultimate?
For me?
Yeah.
That I would be able to be Father's Day gift. My own boat captain in the salt water, and that's what
I'm
going to do.
No, I'm talking about a Father's Day gift.
Oh, a gift. Okay.
The week before vacation, I'm going to get I'm going to get a co-host the week before vacation.
A new pair of Costa Del Mars.
Okay. There you go. Costa Del Mar sunglasses. Well, let's go to our break. When we come back, Springer's going to get us a calendar event. He's got the truck outside revved up. He's ready to go. So I'm sure it's going to be quick.
Right here on Upstate Outdoors, 106.3 WRD. God bless. We'll see you on the flip side.
Upstate, man, I tell you what,
it's coming to a close.
We're there, you know. We're running out of time. It seemed like we just got here.
I know it did. So, it's a beautiful day.
Father's Day gifts. We were wrapping up that, and you said Costa Del Mar sunglasses. Just come by, see
me. You want
me
to be honest?
Come
with
by,
you?
See me. Let's go fishing.
That's what I was
That's
going.
I
That's
want.
Where I was going.
I got
okay?
two out
if
there.
You know, my son came by yesterday and spent some time with us, and that's what's important.
Loaned you some money.
No, he didn't. He did bring me some cold beer.
He come by, loaned me some money.
He brought me some cold beer.
Yeah, here's what I want from my kids. I want all that money you promised to pay back to me when, you know, it's like, can I have my allowance? I'll pay you back, you know? And then as they got a little bit older, it's like, I need some money to... for my car repair, I'll pay you back.
Right.
Man, if I just had that money back.
You'd be okay, wouldn't you?
I could go on and retire now. But anyway.
We love our kids.
It's giving with love and not expected from return.
Fishing to see my dad, going to see him, you know, so be looking forward to that.
Well, in the meantime, won't you read us some of them calendar of events we got?
Well, right down the road here on Woodruff Road, they still got a pond in Cabela's. And they still are letting those little kids catch fish, okay?
Are they still the kids?
They're still there, dog.
The fish still alive?
Yeah, I don't know, man. They hadn't let me back in there.
Man, they've been deep.
They hadn't let me back in there.
They're about that big.
I'm just saying.
They must have a bunch of sore-jawed lip fish in there.
But anyway, on a serious note, and they've also got a lot of great deals on a lot of stuff for fathers, as we've discussed earlier in the show. Swim trunks. They've got some big green eggs in there. So think smart. Go to Cabela's. Get your dad something nice, okay? Coming up. Now, here's the one that that I've been really been excited about. The 6th annual Brandon Brody from the Outdoor Dream Foundation Memorial Celebration, An Evening in the Swamp. And it's going to be some of my boys that I love to watch on Thursday night, RJ and J. Paul. Mullineer, that's one of them swamp people, folks. They'll be there. They'll be there the entire night. This is going to be in Anderson on Friday, August the 3rd. Sorry about that, guys. 2018 at 6:30 p.m. at the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. And that's at 3027 Martin Luther King Boulevard. And they're going to have a low country boil, barbecue, live auction, drawings. And for tickets and information, tickets are $25, by the way. For tickets and information, you can call Coach Harold Jones at 864-226-6775 or Frankie McClear at 864-630-9340. And find out all you need to find out about that. Also coming up, I know it's down the road, but I found one that's coming up, a hunting heritage banquet by our people and our friends at the Spartanburg Spurs, South Carolina National Wild Turkey Federation, at the lodge at Lake Bowen Commons. That's going to be August the 3rd, 2018, 6 p.m., and that's going to be at Highway 9, Emmons, South Carolina. For more information, call our buddy Ryan Crow at 864-590-1750. And just spend time with your fathers this weekend if you can, and tell them you appreciate for everything they do. And that's your calendar events, Philip Gentry.
Awesome. Well, it's time. for our parting shot. I always forget that. I always...
Well, we changed up a few things.
Yeah.
You know,
you got that lead
and
in.
Me and you are like, you know, what's the worst thing me and you adapt to very well?
Change.
Yeah.
What was that? What was that presidential slogan? Something change.
Oh, my God. I mean,
hope,
you know, I'm one of those guys that could do the same thing forever.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'd be perfect.
No, could do. Have done.
Have done.
Have done. Well, speaking of doing the same thing forever, a raccoon scaling a skyscraper captivated onlookers below. This is a story from Outdoor Hub, and they stood there and watched it forever.
I mean, city folks freak out when something like that happens. I mean, they're like, freak out.
It's a wild animal. A raccoon scaling a skyscraper showed off its climbing skills in St. Paul, Minnesota, by climbing 20 stories up the side of a building, and now it's an internet sensation.
I seen it.
You've witnessed raccoons get themselves into some pickles before, but none quite as daunting as this. If you've ever stopped to wonder if animals are afraid of heights, this pretty much answers the question. Of course, if you go to, I think I got a video on here. They just got a bunch of pictures. Normally, I guess somebody didn't get the whole video part of it.
And I bet you the outside of that building's made out of stucco.
You think?
I bet you. Way that joker can put that. I mean, he's just burying those claws in there, and up he goes, man.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Well, according to CBS 62, the animal was originally reported at the Town Square building in downtown St. Paul, curled up in a corner, napping above the sidewalk, probably sleeping off eating somebody's garbage.
Right.
And they show him in a little alcove on the building there, and he's asleep, and somebody took a picture of him. And then they probably got to poking at him.
Or bothering him.
Yeah, or bothering him. So
or wanting to get a selfie with him.
Well, and that's what it says. When workers tried grabbing the critter off the ledge, it escaped over to the UBS Plaza, and the ascent began. Now, number one, I ain't about to grab no raccoon.
Can you imagine city slickers trying to grab a hold of a raccoon? Do you know what would have happened if they would have been able to get a hold of that raccoon?
Come here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Because that joker's a bad dude, man.
Yeah, he gets a lot of good PR.
But he will rip their hands to pieces.
Yeah, you see one up close, man. And they look cute.
They'll tear you up.
They will. They'll tear you up. So, basically, he starts climbing, and people are like, what?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. And they're taking pictures of him after he climbed about 20 stories.
20 stories, cuz.
Yeah, the raccoon eventually settled in for another nap, and this time with a better view, and somebody from inside's taking a picture of him on the ledge. And it said it didn't take long for the people of Minnesota to jump at the opportunity of starting a Twitter account on the critter's
Minnesota.
Behalf.
Okay, Minnesota.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
So the little fellow wasn't done just yet, though. Later in the evening, the raccoon was spotted once again clinging to the side of the structure to get up one more level. And let's see, animal control was notified of the situation and came up with a plan and try to get the raccoon up to the roof for safe extraction. Apparently, they don't have 22s or sharpshooters.
That's what I'm talking about, cuz. I mean, you know.
He'd be down.
They need to call some old country boy.
Yep.
Old country boy, and he'd come out there. Okay, Minnesota. The snow hadn't been off the ground in Minnesota but 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're snowed up for 19 months out of the year. Okay, so they see a coon doing something like that, and it's like, how long would it take us to take care of that situation, Mr. Philip Gentry?
Well, I mean, they probably get a little upset about you shooting, but see, that's the whole thing about it is you don't call attention to it.
No.
What should have happened, they should have sent Fred, a janitor, up there and said, first of all, you get some French fries.
Gotcha.
Put some French fries on the roof, okay? Get that aroma going and get Fred up there with the broom and say, as soon as he sticks his nose over there, whack him. Okay? We don't know what happened. Poor raccoon, he just fell.
He committed suicide.
21 stories to his death. And then, hey, Fred, go down there and get that nasty thing off the street.
And put it in a garbage bag.
Put it in a garbage bag.
And be all nonchalant about it.
Be over and done.
Just be cool, man. Don't, you know, I mean, I don't know.
Egg eaters.
City folks and us kind of folks will never see it the same way, Philip Gentry.
Actually, they put a raccoon update on there. It says, city spokesman for animal control. They got a spokesman for animal control. So we've been in touch with wildlife organizations. We're hoping it gets to the top so we can set a trap for it, and then we're going to animal control officer was unclear whether the raccoon would be physically able to come down on its own.
And it's going to cost the taxpayers $5,000.
Yeah. Yeah. We let gravity take care of it getting down on its own, right?
Woo!
All right. Well, there's the end of the show. I want to thank our guest, Captain Chip Michael Love from Sportcast. Outcast Sport Fishing Charters,
correct.
And also Gene Gilliland from BASS. And that's the end of the show. Springer, before you jump in the truck, man, take us home, brother.
God bless each and every one of you that listen to us every Saturday. We appreciate it. Hug your dads if you got them around because, man, they're special people. God bless. Talk to you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.